Welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And today I'm going to answer some questions for Danny about a recent event that I attended.
Yeah, well, first of all, everyone, thank you for watching and listening to the podcast. I know we've been changing topics, but we would love to hear topics from that you would like, topic requests that you guys would like for us to talk about in the future. So send it in and we'll figure it out. Hopefully we could talk about it on the show here. So
yeah, if you get in touch with us, you could go to dannyandrihanna.com and fill out the contact form, or just hit us up at a new email that we have, contact@dannyandrihanna.com.
Awesome. Perfect. Now, I remember the other day you were just browsing, using your phone, and you're like, oh, I would like to go to this event. And it was like super random. I was like, wait, what event? What are you talking about? I thought it was going to be like some gaming event. But you were like, no, this is more of a network event that's happening in a couple weeks in LA. And you just finally went a couple days ago. First of all, tell us a little bit about this event before I start asking more questions about your experience attending.
Yeah, well, the big mysterious event that I went to is called Where Are All the Black People? And this is a regularly occurring, several times every year, networking event for people in the creative and ad space in marketing. So this is very much more of a professional event in my field, not necessarily just for games. There are people there on the panel who come from Nike and Coca-Cola and Apple and Netflix and, you know, anything under the sun. And they're all specialists in marketing and advertising. So this organization that puts this together is called the One Club for Creativity. So a little bit about the One Club. It's an American nonprofit org, and they recognize and promote excellence in advertising, as I said. They were founded in New York City in 1961. So they've been around for a long, long time. And this event for Where Are All the Black People is something that they hold many times throughout the year, different cities. And it's essentially a conference and career fair for diversity in the advertising and marketing space. So it's funny that it popped up on my radar because I had never heard of One Club or Where Are All the Black People before, but I do know several of the panelists that I saw. And I actually went to college with one of the organizers who was a panel moderator. Shout out to Adrian. So it was an interesting an interesting algorithm pop for me because I saw it, as you said, I was scrolling through, I believe it was LinkedIn, and it came up and I said, oh, maybe I'll check this out. Where are all the black people? I have that question in my head sometimes.
So, awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool how I came across it. And, you know, it was an Eventbrite ticket. It cost however many dollars, paid for it with the business account, and showed up.
That's good. It's good. I'm checking out the Eventbrite where people could purchase like the tickets when it was available, and it said it completely sold out. So first of all, like how was the venue? Was it like a big venue, small venue?
Yeah. So the venue was Deutsch Allee. And if you're familiar with it, or if you're looking it up as you're listening, it's a beautiful space. So this is a combination event and workspace. And we were in the main atrium for all of the panels, and then we moved further back into the building for a networking and happy hour session with food. And they have a bar, like little speakeasy section in there too, which is really cool, which is where I met up with a lot of people that I can talk about a little bit later. But yeah, it was a really, really great space. They had valet parking, which is always nice.
And it's not bad at all.
Yeah. And they had several like step and repeats. They had photographers on site. It was beautifully organized. It was really well done. Everything ran exactly on time, like to the minute, which is very impressive. And yeah, they even had nice touches like mouthwash in the bathrooms because they knew you'd be networking and talking to people.
That helps.
Yeah.
I know one of the pictures you were sitting down looked like you were checking out a panel. What were like the topics that the panels that you got to check out during the event? What were like some of the topics that were talking about during the event?
Yeah, some of the topics that I found really engaging, one was a keynote with a keynote address with a veteran in the advertising space, and he basically just went through his life story and his career, going from, you know, junior guy in the marketing space all the way to the point where now he has his own company and several companies later. Is successful in the industry and one of the board members of the One Club. And the other panel that really stood out the most to me, again, the one that my schoolmate Adrian put together, was for CEOs who are in the space bringing diversity and passion to their companies and, you know, really speaking from a unique perspective. So there was somebody there who does marketing for Fortune 500s, but with a lens of reaching specifically niche audiences. And I say niche, but really, you know, marginalized communities and people that have a lot of buying power and a lot of purchasing power, but a lot of times aren't spoken to correctly or thought of at all. Another woman who was representing a company that does all of their retail merchandising and buying in Africa, and brings a lot of those designers and brands to shoppers in the United States, and stuff like that. So it was really interesting because I got to hear a lot of perspectives from different CEOs who have all started their own journey, and some of them are on, you know, several companies or several careers later. Mm-hmm. And it was really informative for me as a young CEO. to hear things like how they came up with their name and like what do they tell people about their company to show their passion, and you know, how do they help some of their clients justify the cost of working with them, like things that are really practical for what we're doing. And it was really great information. I actually sent a follow-up email to one of the panelists, Miles Worthington, and his company is called Worthy, because I had more questions. Like it was just really good information and a fantastic panel. So the room was filled with people who were really, really helpful for me to learn from and connect with. And that was really cool.
Awesome, awesome. And I think you were the only one that I know of, because I know you didn't mention this at all, you're the only person from the gaming industry there. So like, what other type of industries you got to hear about, or like the people that attended at the event?
Yeah. So of course the organizers at the One Club are all in advertising, but more specifically like nonprofit. But I met a CEO of a gaming convention. I met another black woman. I met another black woman who's the CEO of a post-production house. I met somebody who is a narrative writer, another person who represents music acts. They run, 1500 or Nothing is the name of the band, and they are the backing band for many different performances that happen here in LA and in Vegas and nearby. Mm-hmm. So it was all kinds of people, and it was really interesting because obviously LA is like a mecca for entertainment. And lots of people were around that space, you know, conventions, music, production, things like that. But there were also a lot of people who flew in for this event to attend the LA session, and was specifically so they could network with people in this industry or in these tangential industries in advertising. So that was a surprise to me because, as I said, I just saw it scrolling idly and decided to pop on by because it's, you know, down the street from here. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people who made this like a business destination for the specific event to hear from the panelists and to make this networking commitment. So that was really interesting to find out. And I want to learn more about the One Club and for this event, because it was such a wealth of knowledge, and it's such an interesting group of people that are putting these events together.
I know, a correction. You said a gaming convention. I think that's a...
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's a kids convention.
Okay, there you go. I was like, wait a minute, hold on a second.
That's confusing. So it's called KidsCon. Similar to Comic-Con. And for me, most of the time when we talk about Comic-Con, it's for gaming clients. So that's why I said gaming convention. Okay, but no, it's a kids convention, which seems really cool. Mm-hmm. And we're going to check it out later this year in October.
Yeah, I know you had a good time because I know you talked to a couple people at the event. How was the vibe for you at first? Like, you know, you get there because you typically we always go to event together, but this time you went by yourself. So how was the vibe at first? You know, did you got to meet a lot of people, start talking to people or what?
Yeah, so when I got there, it was about 10 minutes into the first panel because, of course, LA traffic, I was late. Mm-hmm. So everybody's sitting and listening to the panelists, and then there were three. So I found my little seat somewhere in the middle, actually, because in between them passing the mic from one person to another, I kind of slid in so I wouldn't be too disruptive. Mm-hmm. And interrupt the people around me. And I sat, I had a quick word with the people next to me, and then, you know, was locked into the panels. And after that, everybody kind of stood up and, you know, some people went to go talk to the panelists and ask them follow-up questions. I did that. I talked to the CEO of the fashion purchasing company. Mm-hmm. I felt a little awkward. I'm not gonna lie. It was
awkward in what way though? Because you're not like shy that I know of.
I'm not shy. I love networking. I love meeting new people. I have no problem walking into a crowd of folks that I don't know and just striking up conversations with folks. Mm-hmm. I think I felt a little anxious and a little out of sorts because this was my first time networking on my own as a CEO. And I am still not 100% used to introducing myself that way. Like CEO and co-founder of media consulting firm is new for me, you know, and I'm so, so proud of what we're building and the progress and success we've already seen this early on with our company, but it is still fresh for me. So I was a little bit, you know, shy, which is so strange.
Cause that is very strange.
Unusual for me, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I noticed that I had the little heart flutters after the first conversation I had with the other CEO that I spoke to, who was one of the panelists. I recognized my friend from college, and that kind of settled my nerves a little bit. I called you and asked you for a pep talk after all the panels were over and everybody kind of took a break to start going to mingle. I was early in the food line because I was very hungry and stroke up a conversation with somebody there, and they introduced me to somebody they were talking to. And then I ate really good food, by the way. There was a lobster quesadilla that was, I should have got more of those. I ate, went to the bathroom, washed my hands, got some mouthwash, and then went back and went back to it. And you know, I got my little picture taken in front of the wall. I took a couple of videos for social, so I'll probably put that post up later if you want to see a little bit more of a behind the scenes of the event. And yeah, went into that speakeasy and immediately got pulled aside like, hey, what are you doing here? I love your outfit. I had on my mint green pants, which always catch people's eye. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just boom, boom, boom. One person after the other starts kind of walking up like, oh, hey, what are you guys talking about? What brings you here? And, you know, The training wheels fell off really quickly once I started moving. But yeah, I was a little bit gun shy at first.
Hey, I had to talk to you. I'm like, Ree, you gotta take advantage of this moment.
Of course.
This is your first time going. You actually paid for this.
Yeah.
So you can't just pay and just sit back and not say anything. You know, for me, if I pay something, I'm gonna use it as much as possible. It's like
I'm at least gonna eat these chicken wings.
Yeah, it's like walk out. It's like you know, let's say I start paying for a gym, like a gym, you know, thing, right?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna take advantage of it because I'm paying for it, you know. so that's how I see it. And here's the thing too, like I can't. And look, everybody's gonna be different, you know. I think you know, when we go to an event, it is important to not talk to every single person, but talk to a couple people. And I think it's going to help you to open up. And here's the thing. You're an expert of your field.
Yes.
If you've been doing this for a very long time, there's no need to be shy or like, I'm not used to this, because you're still talking about your field, like the stuff that you've done. The only difference is the name, you know, CEO, the position. Yeah. That's the only difference. But you've been doing this for a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I had to talk to him. Like, no, Ree, come on, you're not a rookie. You're not you're not a rookie in this. So
I know. Yeah. But it you know, you got to kind of shake off the dust a little bit sometimes, you know.
True.
Really comfortable in the house and working with the clients that we have, and we're fortunate mm-hmm. enough that we're able to work from our home, and I don't get out as much as I used to. So mm-hmm. yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit hesitant at first, a little trepidatious, but I got back into the groove very quickly. The food helped.
That's good.
And also that's seeing good. Somebody I knew, a friendly face is always going to relax you know,
definitely when
you're nervous. So that was cool.
And see, like, I've been to events like, I remember going to Gainsby for the first time. A lot of people were coming up to me. Either they worked with me in the past, like they probably did like marketing or PR from a different company. And that's how we got connected, you know. Mm-hmm. So like, I wasn't prepared. Like I thought, oh, nobody's knowing me. Like this is just because that event is different. Like, yeah, they have a couple of gaming stuff there, but the majority is like other things in there. So
Gainsby, so what you mean by gaming stuff? You mean creators? But it's mostly
not creators. It's what I'm saying more is they only industry.
Have a few creators there, but it's mostly the development publishing folks.
Honestly, there was no creators there. Oh. When I went, the first time I went, no. That was all of it was more of like industry folks for like different things, gaming yeah. and non-gaming, you know. So, but creators, nah. There was nobody there. That was a couple years ago, but maybe it's a little bit different now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I remember going to my first event. I get it. I was very shy cuz I didn't know what to do, what to say. I didn't have no position. They had no company. I was just like, hey, I record stuff. So I had to get used to it. But here's the thing, like, Ree, it is important in the future when you go to an event, it is important for you to start talking because that's how our opportunity. No, I know you did. I know you did. But I'm just having this conversation in case people are listening and stuff like that. You know, like, it is important because one conversation is going to lead to so many other opportunities, like either they were introduced to somebody else or something, you know, you get what I'm saying? So don't ever try your best to talk to people, you know, maybe like, for example, you were eating at a different spot at the event. Maybe there was other people eating at that same table or close by. You can start having that conversation there. You get what I'm saying? Like there is yeah. ways to do it for people that are, they're like shy, they're not used to that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like you and others definitely got to take advantage of that because it's I think it is important, and plus you want people to know what is it you've been doing too, you know. So
yeah, and when I tell people what we do, they're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And
right,
do people do that
in video? Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool. It kind of makes me feel even better about what we're doing. So
yeah, exactly.
It was a great experience, fantastic event, very well organized, and I want to go to another one, and hopefully you're able to join or sure. just attend on your own if there's one where you can get to it and I can't, because it was very, very wonderful learnings from the experts that were there on the panels, and mm-hmm. a room full of very accomplished and very knowledgeable people.
And anybody talked about like what's next? Like what's the next thing they're going to do? Is another event similar to that? Or is it,
yeah,
they're going to go to a different city?
The next one is in New York in September.
Oh, okay. Great time too. September's yeah. a good time to go over there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. End of September. Mm-hmm. They have online components as well. I haven't taken advantage of that yet. I've only been to the in-person event. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're looking for it, it's oneclub.org. And you can check out all of their events, one of which is Where Are All the Black People?
Good, good. For those that are watching, make sure to go through LinkedIn or I know there's different sites where they have like events that's happening, different events. Yeah, in your city, meetup.com. One has helped me a lot to find like events locally when I was living in Miami and New York. So, but I know there's probably different groups that you could join on Facebook where they'll say, hey, there's an event happening at this location. So mm-hmm. yeah, make sure to check out if there's any really awesome events happening locally in your area. So yeah. And attend as much as you can.
Yeah, definitely attend as much as you can. It's great advice, Danny. And for folks who are doing their own thing or are looking to maybe branch out on their own, we've had a number of listeners reach out with requests for advice and, you know, what we would suggest for them getting started. This is a really crucial component, is building a network of people that you can ask questions to and maybe even work with and collaborate with on different projects and for different clients, depending on what you do. And this is also a great way for them to refer us work. Like, maybe they hear about something and, oh yeah, I know a gaming company or gaming consulting people. Let me put you in touch. Like, exactly. You never know where those conversations can lead. And if it starts with, I just want to learn about what you do, I'm just curious about you as a person and why you're here, the pressure's off, right? It's less transactional. Like, you're not just there to get something out of somebody. You're there to genuinely learn about what is their world and how you might potentially be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And those relationships can really start to blossom quickly. And you really want to try to diversify where you're having those conversations. Like, not only at gaming events, but stuff like this, like an advertising agency event, or, you know, things that are local to your city or your county, or even just like coming around a common cause. Like, you know, Danny, you've gone to St. Jude events before in the past. And you, like, again, you really just never know what those connections can turn into down the road. And, you know, it's always good to reach out and connect with people. And if you can, in person is really so powerful, even more so than online.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I get it. Some people can't travel, or of course, everybody's going to have different reasons. That's fine if you could do it online, but nothing beats in person, face to face. That's like the best. So, and also get out of your house whenever you get the chance too, you know? So yeah, I always tell people that.
As safely as you can, if it's in budget, yeah. Try to make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Anything else? Anything else before we wrap it up?
No, I want to make a special request to anybody who's listening out there, because, you know, we've been doing this for a couple months now. We mostly get our episodes out every Wednesday, but
on Thursday.
But you asked at the top of the show for people to send us, you know, requests for topics. But I'd also just want to know, like, how are we doing? Like, how is the balance of the things that we're covering? You know, we do some stuff that's really inside baseball for games, but then we also talk about stuff like this, which is more of our lives as business owners and entrepreneurs and parents and stuff like that. So I just want to hear what people are vibing with. Like, what kind of content do you want to see from us? Because we could talk about anything.
Let's be real. Anything.
Like, you and I, we can fill 30 minutes.
We could talk.
With damn near anything. So yeah,
we could talk.
Tell us what you want to learn from us. You know, there's almost nothing we won't dive into on this show.
Yeah, totally agree. All right, we're going to wrap it up here, guys. Until next time, we're out. Take care. Bye.